Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Baba Kama, Per Gimel, Mishnatas Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esor Bas Rachel, Shish B'zecher Efrayim, Reziv Hagon, B'Karav Mamish. And we keep discussing more cases of a shor that damaged. And remember, we have a difference between Tam and Muad. A Tam pays Chatzi Nezek Me Gufay from the body of the shor itself. Let's say the shor caused a damage of 200, which means he only has to pay 100. And the shor that caused the damage, the shor Mazik, is worth 100. So we'd use that entire shor to pay for the damage. But if the shor Mazik was worth less than 100, so then the Nizik is not going to get his entire payment, because again, the payment only comes from the guf of the shor mazik. Whereas when we're dealing with muad, he not only pays nezek shalem, full damages, but also the payment has to come out of pocket, and it doesn't make a difference how much the shor itself is worth. So Mishnah tells us, shor shav mana shenogach shor shav masayim, a shor that was worth 100, that gored a shor that was worth 200. Ve'inan ve'el yafa klom, and the corpse of the dead shor is not worth anything, which means that the full damage is 200, and the required payment would be 100. And that's how much the shor mazik is worth. Now tells us, shor, the nizik, the one who was damaged, simply takes the shor that damaged his. What about a different case? Shor shav masayim, shor shav masayim, a shor with 200, killed a shor with 200, in an avail yafa klum, and the avail is not worth anything. So Amar Meir, Meir says, al zen namar, it was about this the pasuk said, umachros ha-shor achai, and the living shor is sold, v'chotu is kaspai, and they split its money. Since the damage that was caused was 200, that means the payment is only 100, because we're talking about a tam, and the shor hamazik is worth 200, so we sell the shor hamazik, and we split it. The nizik takes 100 for his damages, and the mazik keeps 100 from his shor. Now, Amar Le Rabbi, the Rabbi told her mayor, "B'chein halacha." You're right. That is the halacha. That is how we paskin. However, that is not the proper explanation of the pasuk. Why is that? Because kiyamta umachros hashor achai v'chatzu es kaspai. You're mekayim. You explained. You fulfilled the first part of the pasuk that says you should sell the living shor and split its money. However, v'loy kiyamta v'gamas hames yachatzon. You were not mekayim. You did not fulfill the next part of the pasuk that says that the mace should also be split. Because over here, the mace is not being split. It's not worth anything. As we said, in an avela yafa klum. And therefore continues Rabbi Yehuda ve'ezeh. How do we explain the next part of the pasuk? Meaning, what's the pasuk referring to, where it says v'gama meis yachatzon? Zeshar shav masayim shnogach shav masayim. It's referring to a similar case where a shor worth 200 killed a shor that was worth 200. Vanevela yafech hamishim zoz. But the nevela, the corpse of the dead shor, is worth 50 zoz. And that means the damage caused was only 150 and not 200, because the dead shor still has 50 value to it. And therefore, what do we do? Shezenoy tel chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis. V'zenoy tel chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis. Both the mazik and the Nizik take half of the live shor and half of the dead shor. And that means since we have a nevela which is worth 50, we split that 25-25. The Nizik has to take on 25 as part of his payment, if you will, and the mazik takes on 25. And then the remaining value, the 150 of damages that were caused, that's split as well, 75-75. And that's how we can understand both of these parts of the pasuk, that the live shor is sold and its value is split, and the dead shor as well is split 25-25. Moving on to Mishnah Yod with more cases. Yashchai v'maaseh shayroi u'patra maaseh atzmai, patra maaseh shayroi v'chayv maaseh atzmai. There are situations where a person would be chayv for his shor doing a particular thing, but he would be patur if he did that very same thing. Or there would be situations where he'd be patur if his shor does this thing, but he's chayv if he does this thing. Here we have a number of examples. Shayroi shibiyesh patur, v'hu shibiyesh chayv. If when his shor damaged somebody, it also embarrassed the fellow, the owner of the shor is patur. Whereas if a person embarrasses somebody else, he's chayiv. We're going to see this later on in the Masechta, that when one person causes embarrassment to another, he has to pay him. And that's only when a person causes embarrassment and not when a shor does. Another example, shor shesimas ein avdoi v'hipal shinoi patur. If his shor blinded the eye of his eved or knocked out his tooth, so the owner is patur. V'hu shesimas ein avdoi v'hipal shinoi chayiv. But if the person himself knocked out his own eved's eye or tooth, he's chayiv. This is based off a pasuk that tells us that if a person blinds his eved or knocks out his tooth, his eved goes free. But again, that's only if the person himself did it and not if his shor did it. Another example, shor shechav ba'aviv imay chayiv, v'hu shechav ba'aviv imay patur. If his shor wounded his father or mother, he's chayiv to pay for that. But if he wounded his father or mother, he's patur. And that's because the Torah tells us if a man wounds his father or mother, he's chayiv misa. So he doesn't pay a monetary payment when he's going to be killed. This is called kamle bidravine. We give him the more chumra of the two punishments. And similarly, shor shehedlikas hagadosh b'shabbes chayiv, v'hu shehedlikas hagadosh b'shabbes patur. If his shor lit a pile of hay on fire on Shabbos, so he's chayiv to pay for that damage. But if he lit a pile of hay on fire on Shabbos, he's potter for that. Why is that? Also because he's chayv misa. He was over an isur d'oraisa of lighting a fire on Shabbos, so he's chayv misa for that. And once again, we say, he's not chayv for the monetary damage that he caused. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yod Aleph and Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.